if politicians didn't have bureaucrats to kick around, people might have to watch the National Football League. This week, California State Controller Kathleen Connell said she will not pay $3,600 for takeout food brought in last January for employees of the Department of Water Resources. California's governor had declared an emergency. Blackouts were already rolling over much of the state. 40 employees of the Water Department were charged with finding, buying, and delivering enough power to keep the state's lights on. They were working 20-hour days, sleeping in conference rooms, and apparently subsisting on pizza and sushi. Controller Connell seems to make a real point about mentioning the sushi. Pizza is a politically correct food as American as cheese enchiladas. Nobody begrudges a bureaucrat an occasional slice of state-supported pizza, unless word gets out that it's topped with something frivolous like artichoke hearts. But even though you can now see sushi in the refrigerator cases of Bakersfield supermarkets, it can still be ridiculed as raw fish. Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton seem the kind of guys who would eat pizza. Jerry Brown seems the kind of man who eats sushi and then complains about possible pollutants in his tekamaki. Controller Connell says that the state does not pay for meals employees eat while working in their assigned offices, but the Water Department says that the state is authorized to provide meals for employees, fire, police, and yes, Water Department bureaucrats who work in an emergency, like tornadoes or a flood. The Water Department says that the food at any rate was still below the state's allowable daily payment for meals, and besides, as a spokesman, sushi seemed like a nice thing to do. Now that California's energy crisis has become a mere crunch, we might forget that just a few months ago, hospitals were struggling to stay open and traffic and airport lights were going dark. Those sleepless, sushi-snacking bureaucrats did their jobs well. Politicians, and for that matter, journalists, often find government bureaucrats irresistible targets. But what do you think takes more tax revenue from Californians each year? The occasional pepperoni slice, or chunk of raw mackerel for state employees, or Beverly Hills business lunches written off as professional expenses? California's Water Department employees help keep the state's lights on. This California roll is for you.